Hello everyone. You're very welcome along on this latest audio walk with me, Tom, from Open Country. I'm just enjoying the sounds of the lapwing, which is whiffling around on the fresh spring breeze. You join me on a beautiful day, actually. Although that breeze is pretty chilly, the sun's out and it's bathing the fresh green grasses around me in the fields and catching the tops of the trees, which are just starting to burst forth with fresh growth. And in the field just next to me, there's some playful lambs which are being nudged out of the way by the mother, saying, "Come along, no messing around." I've just left the road from the village of Timble down towards Fewston and Swinstey reservoirs, and I'm heading down towards a wooded area known as Beecroft Moor Plantation. From there, we'll be walking up through Timble Ings Wood to Lippersley Pike, which is high on the moors above Nidderdale. And then from there, we'll walk back along the moorland ridges back towards the village of Timble. I'm hoping on this glorious day we should be encountering lots of stunning viewpoints, some interesting wildlife, and some beautiful flora as well. I've already seen one of those lapwing try to mob a red kite, so I think we're in for some interesting action today. So thank you very much for joining me. I think it's about time we put our best foot forward and explored Timble Ings Wood and Lippersley Pike. We've just entered into Beecroft Moor Plantation, which is quite a sizeable pocket of woodland. It's a mixture of pines and deciduous trees that, as I've already alluded to, are just bursting into bud, providing this fresh green canopy that, as I look up towards the blue sky beyond, is being framed by this cacophony of green colour. Talking of cacophony, I've also got the surroundings of all the bird sounds. There's a distinctive cry of a curlew off in the distance, and just the ambient titter of woodland birds all around, which is pierced by the odd crow. I love when you enter a woodland how the atmosphere just changes. We went from hearing cars zipping by on the road and the sounds of sheep nibbling on the grass in the fields and the lapwing swooping overhead to this relative peace. Yes, we've got the bird song all around, but it just seems a bit more muted. The trees seem to provide shelter and comfort. And when the sun's out today, like it is, the trees cast long shadows off into the distance across the greenery of the woodland carpet. It just gives you this inside warm feeling. I have to admit I'm reluctant to take more steps forward because I want to enjoy more of this atmosphere, but I know that the rest of the walk is calling, and if I don't keep going, then we'll never discover what else is to come. So let's carry on and see what else we can find. I'm just standing at the bottom of a silver birch tree on the corner of the wood here. And the reason that I'm trying to keep my voice relatively low is that creeping up one of the weaving trunks is a tree creeper. I always remember the first time I saw a tree creeper. I thought it was a mouse because they hunker down and cling to the bark of the tree as they scurry up and down. They're quite small birds as well, with a brown back that camouflages them against the bark itself, and then a bright white underbelly which just hugs the branches. I think it's heard me because it's scurried around the other side out of view. But they're always really beautiful to see. Because as I say, you don't often see them because they are so camouflaged. It is very much a privilege to be entering into their world. I have to admit, the reason that I paused here wasn't because I saw the tree creeper. I actually saw that after I'd paused, but originally I'd seen a greater spotted woodpecker land in one of the taller, more linear and straight beech trees that are in front of me. I was just wondering whether we could hear it drumming. But I think the tree creeper has upstaged it. Greater spotted woodpeckers are very different to tree creepers. They are much larger. They're black and white, with a very vibrant red flash on the top of their heads. Very striking birds. And they're one of those woodland specialists that you wouldn't really want to mess with. I don't think it's going to put on a performance for us just yet, so we'll carry on as we meet the main track through the plantation that's going to take us out towards Timberling's Wood. We've just crossed over Asquith Moor Road, which links the town of Otley in West Yorkshire to the little hamlet of Blubberhouses in North Yorkshire. We're now entering into the heart of Timberling's Wood. The trees here are a lot more densely packed than in the last wood. We just come across this little hut built of stone and roofed with corrugated metalwork, all surrounded by a clearing of bluebells, the scent of which is being whipped up by this cooling breeze into my nostrils. It really is a feast for all the senses. I'm not quite sure what this hut was used for, but it's since been breeze blocked up with the door tightly closed. So the secrets that it may hide within are unfortunately just out of our reach. So let's head deeper into this dense woodland and see what more gems we can find along the way. The path that we're following has met a little beck cutting through the middle of the wood. I'm beginning to wonder whether the hut that we just passed may have been part of a mill structure at one time. Because in front of us now is a stone-built dam or sluice across the beck, which would have once been used to control the flow of water. And these are usually evidence of the milling industry, which, of course, in these parts of Yorkshire, was once one of the mainstays of the income of the county. Today, nature has very much taken over. And there's three humongous pine trees to the right of us, which are towering into the sky. In fact, they're so tall and the canopy so dense that I can't see the top. And the trunks are really vast in circumference. They've obviously been here for quite some years. It's really starting to warm up now. I think it's a combination of the sun continuing to rise in the sky as the day progresses, the shelter from the cooling breeze from the surrounding trees, and a sudden increase in elevation. We're now meandering our way up through a relatively newer part of the woodland, along a farm track, past some silver birch saplings all shrouded in tree guards. Although it does look like the majority of them have now outgrown them. The reason the tree guards are there are to stop the deer that I haven't yet seen but I know are in these woods from nibbling the new life of the saplings and helping the trees to have a head start. They must be at least 5 or 6 years old now, so that head start has definitely been beneficial to their growth, helping them to escape the voracious deer. Anyway, I think I'm going to move on now because my perspiration after climbing that bit of hill is starting to attract the midges. So let's continue on up this track towards the moorland that lies beyond. I'm just pausing to take a breather in the dappled sunlight. The path is continuing to climb and snake its way up towards the moor. We've really entered the heart of what is very much a pine forest. The towering trees are surrounding us now and flooding the landscape for as far as the eye can see. And with the warming sun touching the sap and the needles of the trees, this beautiful, sweet pine forest aroma emanating across the breeze. It's very much a smell that kind of reminds me of Christmas. When you get that tree into your front room and are greeted with its beautiful scent. Once again, I'm having to keep my voice very low because in the trees to our left is a little roe deer. It knows that I'm here. It can definitely hear me. And I'm sure it can definitely smell me as well. It keeps looking over my way, but tentatively stepping its way through the woodland undergrowth. It feels so much a privilege to be sharing its home with it. I'm very much the imposter here, so I'm going to keep as quiet and as still as I can, as to not disturb it any more than I already have done. We've just taken a right-hand turn off the main track through the forest, and we're now heading out on the Harrogate to Ilkley Dalesway link path. The trees are very much starting to thin out, and the breeze is cutting through once again, tempting me to put an extra layer back on. Just ahead of us, through the remainder of the trees, I can glimpse the bleak, barren but beautiful area of moorland that we're about to enter. The landscape has changed dramatically once again. We've just been crossing this bleak area of moorland, heading towards our destination of Lippersley Pike, which is where I'm speaking to you from now, sheltering behind the large stone circular cairn that marks its summit. Ahead of me are the vast plains of the Nidderdale National Landscape. Apart from heather and long brown grasses, the immediate landscape is only just pockmarked by a few grouse butts and scarred by some tracks and dry stone walls that are snaking across its surface. The trees that were towering above us only moments ago now just look like a green lake on the side of a horizon, which is framing the golf ball structures of RAF Menwith Hill on the horizon beyond, glinting in this beautiful sunshine. Behind us, and this sheltering cairn, is the vast open landscape of Wharfdale. You can see right across to the towns of Ilkley and Otley that are crowned by Otley Chevin and Ilkley Moor and the famous Cowan Calf Rocks. Beyond that, in one direction, are the Yorkshire Dales and the looming shape of Pendle Hill over in Lancashire. And in the other direction, you can see across to the southern edge of the North York Moors and the plains of the Valley of York and the towering structure of Drax Power Station, belching out steam into an otherwise blue sky. Every so often, when the breeze drops, the sound of the curlew echoes across the moor. That distinctive warbling, whistling sound. They really are moorland specialists, and especially in this part of the world, at this time of year, you do hear a lot of them as they wake up for the mating season. The curlew's name comes from its distinctive curved beak, which is excellent for probing in the boggy moorland structure for worms and other invertebrates. As I look across Blubberhouses Moor in front of me and Denton Moor behind, and back at the forest that we've just been walking through, I'm reminded that I haven't seen another soul whilst I've been out. I know that may perturb some people, but I find it absolutely fantastic to think that I feel like I'm the only person in the world. I know that's not true with the infrastructure that dots the horizon lines around me, but just for one moment, I can revel in this beautiful solitude. Despite that wind whipping across Lippersley Pike, the sun is definitely starting to win out in terms of its warmth. I'm quite surprised that I haven't had to put another layer on yet. So whilst the sun is bathing me and the views surrounding me, I'm going to enjoy this moment for a little while longer before heading back towards the southern edge of Timberling's Wood as we head back to our base at Timble. We've made it back into the relative shelter of Timberling's Wood, and we're walking along the southern flank, along another woodland track. To our left, the towering trees, and to the right, an area known as Timble Ponds. These little bodies of water have been dug by human hand, with a view to increasing the diversity of the wildlife here. And from what I've seen so far, from just meandering past, it's very much working. I've seen a number of butterflies winging their way in amongst the undergrowth at the side of the ponds. There's a mallard duck swimming around on its surface. And if I stand here relatively quietly, you never know, I might hear the plopping sound of a water vole entering from the undergrowth into the water. There was a campaign a number of years ago where they introduced over 200 vole into this area. And I've been reliably informed that the population is thriving, which is brilliant to hear, because they are extremely rare and elusive creatures. Once again, the sounds of the world are coming back into earshot. It's been so lovely to be isolated in the trees with the sounds of the woodland birds echoing around, and then on the moor being greeted by the whistling, warbling calls of the curlew. But I can now hear a loud motorcycle on the road ahead, and the sound of the lapwing and the sheep and lambs in the fields as the trees slowly morph back into the rural plains of North Yorkshire. I hope you've enjoyed joining me on this audio walk today as much as I've enjoyed recording it. It seems like we've encountered so much, from the tree creeper and the woodpecker to the deer to the stunning views from Lippersley Pike and the beautiful bleak moorland. It seems like wherever you are in this part of the world, there's always something to captivate your senses and to draw you into the natural world. We're not too far from our conclusion of this walk now. So thank you once again for joining me and lending me your ears for this audio walk today. But until the next one, it's goodbye for now.